of you to visit.
Yeah.
Say hello.
Glad to be here.
You truly are rock star status right now.
Am I?
Yeah. You woke up this morning, sort of.
Check this out.
Why are you chewing gum?
I didn't have time to brush my teeth this morning.
So gross. It was so gross. You're disgusting.
Never have one of those mornings where you wake up late? Hey, at least I'm honest.
No, I don't. I always brush my teeth. If there's one thing I'm doing before I get here, I'm brushing my teeth.
See, and if there's one thing I'm doing, I'm changing my boxers. Huh?
Okay.
Come on!
One or the other.
That's all I had time for.
I never do that.
So that's what I did. I had time to decide for about 0.7 seconds, and I said, you know what? Clean underwear is always good.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Good.
I assumed you'd have gum.
Yeah, I did.
I was very thankful when you still had gum.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll keep myself in supply just because of you, since you don't like to brush your teeth.
You want even more good news?
Yes.
Aw, yeah. I think I'm sick.
Awesome.
Yep. I'm a loser.
Such a loser. What are you sick of? Oh, well, cold?
Well, my youngest, the baby.
Yeah, 9-week-old.
Babies.
10-week-old.
You got 4 shots yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And a live virus implanted into his mouth.
Yeah, they do that.
And so, of course, he was fussy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had 4 shots, so his legs hurt.
Yeah. Oh,
cried.
That's so sad.
And he cried. And cried and cried and cried.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that normally he loves getting in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, not...
Hated it.
It probably just was too hot, like...
So I'm holding him, meanwhile, snot and, you know,
yeah,
everything else. Live viruses just pouring onto me. No, seriously, though, my throat is killing me. Yeah. Good to be here.
That sucks.
Good to be here. Static Radio.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Well,
hey
of
there.
Course it is.
How you guys doing?
I'm all right.
I'm sick.
What's the matter, Steve-o?
Throat hurts. And I woke up late, so I didn't have time to brush my teeth.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know. What are you going to do?
Can someone please bring a toothbrush?
Hey, if your throat hurts so much, try getting some, you know, hot tea or something from the SoPo, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, it's just drainage from mucus.
Gross.
Because I was swallowing my own snot last night because I don't feel well.
Oh. I heard about Brody. You have to get some shots there, huh?
Yeah. Had to get some shots there.
I remember my little sis had to get shots. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
God. Hey, no, hey, no one. I don't think anyone in this universe here loves shots. If they do, obviously someone's crazy.
Right.
Yes, hey, I know I don't like it either. So.
I like rim shots.
Both type. Yeah, there's a different type between y'all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Definitely is.
I like 3-point shots from downtown. Lobos.
Huh? No.
And they won by 5 last
hey,
night.
Hey, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Steve-O, man, how are you guys so crazy and funny in the morning?
I don't know.
It's the gum.
It's mostly him.
It's the gum.
It's the gum, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you watch the Lobos game last night, Matthew, from Albuquerque?
The Lobos game? No.
You're
no,
from Albuquerque. You're Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yeah, I can't attend some of that stuff sometimes because I have homework, you know what I mean?
Yep, I know
I
what you mean.
It's a great job if I want to, you know, end up getting a good job someday. And yeah, my mom really makes me keep on top of my grades, so.
Well, we won last night against Colorado State, 66-61.
That must have been pretty good down there.
Yeah, except we had like a huge lead and we blew like a 20 point lead, I believe.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Very scary.
Yeah.
You guys hurt the game?
1-5. No. No, I was not.
Oh.
I wish.
You wish, huh? Yeah, I do, however, go to the Isotopes games when they're in town.
That's cool. Love to do some baseball.
Yep.
What can we play for you, Matthew, from Albuquerque?
This morning. Let's see. Fall, Goliath, Fall.
Yeah, for your bus driver, Yvonne.
Now, this time, it's going to go out to my best friend, Sean Siegler.
Yes, dude, Sean Siegler.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Oh. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye,
bye Matthew.
Bye.
Bye.
We say his name like he's only Matthew in Albuquerque. Matthew from Albuquerque.
What do you mean?
I stopped talking because then I started thinking about what if there was only allowed to be one person in each state with that name.
Uh-huh.
So you'd have to go through like crazy alphabet letters.
What would me and Stever do?
Right, you both couldn't live here.
Could I still be Steve-O and he'd be Steven?
Yeah.
Or Stever.
Stever.
My mom couldn't call me Steven anymore, huh?
No.
Mm. Talked to her yesterday.
And you're never allowed to move. Did you talk to her yesterday?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah. Thanks to everybody who prayed for my mom.
Aww.
She got out of surgery yesterday.
Yeah.
She's doing well.
Good.
Yes. It was a success. Bite the Lobos!
Oh my gosh.
Lobos!
Did you watch?
Colorado State?
Is it on TV?
No, because I don't have that cool of a package for my DirecTV. You have to have like this crazy awesome sports package.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Okay. You just had to keep up online?
My father-in-law does.
Okay.
So he was
telling you.
He was telling me along with the app that I have that I...
Ah.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Tell me more about it. What happened?
How about we just play some Project 86 Fall Glass?
No, please tell me all about the Lobo game.
You know what? I know when you're patronizing me, so... So I'm going out to Sean Siegler.
There you go.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Static. Spoken. Through it all. Static Radio. Good morning. 626 now. On your Thursday. Hey, speaking of Spoken, they will be here for realsies. When that record comes out, Tuesday, February 12th, they're going to be sporting it right here at the Lobo Theater, along with the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. What? I know.
What are we talking about?
Spoken in the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Oh, good. Thank you for letting me know.
I guess you didn't hear me when I said, hey, Mitch!
No.
30 seconds!
Nope, didn't.
Hey, Mitch!
I didn't.
We're going on!
You throw me under a bus every single time, but I didn't tell Steve Ryman that you were 9 minutes late this morning.
I wasn't 9 minutes. I don't know what she's talking about.
I was
hey,
a little late this morning.
Yeah, but you were okay.
I planned.
Are you sick?
No.
Oh, cool. I am.
I'm just sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I have a live virus. Brody got some live virus in his mouth.
I was listening.
Yeah. So just so you guys know.
Yeah.
Everything's infected.
But I did brush my teeth.
Didn't do that.
So
I put
proud
on
of
clean
you.
Clothes.
I'm so
I did
proud
that.
Of you.
I at least did that.
No, you did not. You said you specified one
Lobos.
Clean thing. And he watched the Lobos.
66.
Well, actually, I went to service last night.
Yeah.
The prayer vigil for the Griego family.
Yeah.
And
DVR'd.
So I got home a little later than I usually do on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I TiVo'd the game.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Yeah, I even TiVo'd some of the San Diego, actually all of the San Diego Nevada game.
Who won that one?
San Diego. Oh. Nevada was in it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't hang around. For
Lobos
that
win.
Yes, they do.
They're 4-0 in the Mountain West Conference.
Yeah, on Facebook, Jed says, forget the Lobos. His Hurricanes won yesterday.
Who?
Yeah.
Hurricanes.
Who's that?
Well, actually, we can't say that because it was Miami, who was 25th ranked, who destroyed Duke, number one ranked Duke, took them down.
So there's hope for the Lobos.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
What do you mean? There's always.
I don't know, because they're number one. 25th beat number one?
Yeah.
Okay. That's like a big deal, right?
We're 15th ranked right now.
Okay, and we barely beat who?
So forget the
barely.
Lobos. I'm pretty sure they are.
He said 5 points.
By the way, we didn't blow a 20-point lead. If you blow a 20-point lead, you lose.
That's true. We got it.
Wow. I'm sorry, Stever. He's teaching me the wrong lingo.
I'm not.
As far as I knew.
If you're up by 20 and then it comes back to a tie, you blow a 20-point lead. Doesn't matter.
They didn't come back and tie.
Oh, okay.
See? Oh.
How close did they get?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was a much closer game then. But Colorado State's a good team, so.
Okay.
They are.
Good.
Didn't they beat San Diego State? Who did they beat? Colorado State? Who did they beat?
I think, yeah.
Colorado.
Are you an OV? Are you an OV one? I care.
They beat a state.
I care less about everybody else in the Mountain
they
West.
They beat Alabama.
Oh, wow.
They beat Alaska.
Yeah. There you go.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's totally right.
Oh, no.
Oh, you high-fived me. Too late. Virus everywhere. I saw that episode of Scrubs. I know how viruses work.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
If you get all your information from Scrubs, I believe everything you say.
It's a reality TV show about doctors.
Yeah.
It's real.
Sure is.
JD is real.
Yes.
So it is 6:30. We do this every single morning now. It is Third Newsday. Thursday?
Thursday Newsday.
Okay.
Thursday Newsday. Snooze.
What is that?
Oh, that's be boring Tuesday? News.
Oh, I boring. Thought it was Tuesday.
Thursday Newsday.
This is ridiculous. Are you ready?
Yeah. Breaking news. We are asking the Redbox users to please stop using the handicap parking spaces. Consumer blog consumers had a post on Redbox users who think handicap parking spaces are designed for them.
Really? Come on, people.
Right. The temptation is there. You're just going to pull up for a minute or two to pick up or return a movie from the Redbox kiosk, and the handicap parking spots are right there.
That's illegal.
It would be so much easier to pull into that spot than find one elsewhere and trek back. But, as consumers points out, it's illegal and rude, and you just shouldn't do it.
I feel like Walgreens should make them red boxes go further away then. Like, away from the handicap spots. Because that's messed up, people.
No.
That's messed up.
They should put it in the middle of the parking lot, halfway down the parking lot.
You people are responsible for Blockbuster going out of business and Hollywood Video. And now you're taking handicap parking spots.
Rude.
Sorry, I'm interrupting your news. Go on.
There's a Super Bowl chicken wing shortage.
What?
This is bad. The National Chicken Council has announced that there's a shortage of chicken wings. The NCC estimates wing consumption on Super Bowl Sunday will hit 1.23 billion.
Wow.
That's 12.3 million less than last year. Blame corn prices.
Wow.
I don't know.
So there's a chicken wing shortage?
Yeah, it's really upsetting, actually.
That is upsetting. That's half of the fun.
I'm sorry.
Okay, go.
Ohio teacher claims discrimination due to her fear of children.
Wait, what? Really? That's breaking news?
Yes.
That is a dumb... Okay, sorry. I'm interrupting news. Go ahead.
Yeah. A teacher from Marymount, Ohio is suing her school district claiming discrimination. What makes the case unique is that the teacher, Maria Webb, suffers from pedophobia. A fear of young children. She claims her disability led to the discrimination. She began her career as a high school teacher, a position she held for decades. She was reassigned to teaching a junior high in 2010, despite she claims being assured earlier in her career that she would not have to teach younger children. Pedophobia can lead to shortness of breath, vomiting, and feelings of terror when around young children.
It's like having the flu.
She claims that she was discriminated against based on her age. She's 61. And her disability.
Okay.
How do you become a teacher when you have fear of children?
No clue.
That's a problem, right?
That is a problem. Good job.
That's my breaking news.
Oh, yes. Nailed it. Good job.
Oh.
Thanks.
Proud of you.
Thanks.
It was good stuff.
Thanks.
So, let's see. I learned don't take the handicap parking spot if you're going to get Redbox. What was the second story? The middle story?
Buffalo.
I always forget. No! It's the one I care the most about.
What are you going to do on Super Bowl Sunday when,
I don't know.
When you go over to Pastor Jarrett's house and he says, I'm sorry, they were all out at the
store.
We have
to talk about that today.
Okay.
He'll be in at 9 o'clock today, my new dear friend. I love him. He's amazing. His name is Jarrett. And his team is in the Super Bowl.
The 49ers.
He's coming in at 9 o'clock for Theology Thursday.
On Thursday!
So,
yeah. I'd also like to wish a happy birthday.
Oh, I forgot about birthdays.
To Neil Diamond.
Yes! What? Why didn't you warn me? I would have gotten some Neil Diamond.
How old is he?
67.
How old is he?
63.
How old is he?
71.
72.
72?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I need... Why didn't you tell me ahead of time?
I'm sorry.
I would have gotten some Neil Diamond for this.
You can just You go to artist and then type in Neil Diamond because sometimes.
Yeah, because we totally have Neil Diamond.
In the system, we have to.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's Neil.
Because here at our alternative rock station, we totally carry things like.
Wait.
Neil Diamond.
Where am I working? This isn't Coyote?
No.
Okay.
No. No, this isn't Coyote.
Okay.
Come on, it's Neil Diamond's birthday, and you didn't even tell me ahead of time so that I could get some
Neil
Diamond.
Hey, I'm sorry. You get this email every day, too. You could have looked at it.
I think you did that on purpose so that I wouldn't play Neil Diamond.
Probably. I'd also like to wish a very happy birthday to Olympic gymnast Mary Lou Retton.
There you go. You got it right. Mary Lou Retton.
She is...
42.
45. Also to actor Matthew Lillard.
Ooh!
Guess how old
yes,
he is.
Yes, 37.
Guess again.
38.
Guess again.
39.
Guess again.
35.
43.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Lillard's 43?
43, yeah.
He was in Scream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scream.
No, I know who Matthew Lillard is. Trust me. I love that dude. He was in Hackers.
Yeah.
He was in SLC Punk.
When I saw his name, I'm like, that looks familiar. And then I saw Scream. Yep, I know who that is. And also, Ed Helms.
Oh, cool.
How old is he?
45.
How old is he?
47.
How old is he?
46.
It's 38.
38, wow. Sorry, Ed Helms. I'm really sorry. Wait. Matthew Lillard is older than Ed Helms?
It's weird,
no,
right?
No, that doesn't work in my mind.
He doesn't look older.
That doesn't work in my mind. Wait, how old is Ed Helms?
38.
Okay.
And
I am the worst at this birthday game.
I'd also like to wish a very happy birthday to all of you who have a birthday on January 24th.
That's right.
That's all I have.
Happy birthday, you.
On January 24th.
I'm not going to lie. I'm mad that you didn't tell me it's Neil Diamond's birthday.
I just did.
I would have gotten
music.
I
just told you.
I would have been prepared.
I just told you it's Neil Diamond's birthday.
Well, in honor of that, I'm pretty sure we're going to be playing Neil Diamond all morning in the background.
Crap. Dang it. I wish I wouldn't have said anything.
Right there. High five. Thanks
for
telling
me. No, I'm not high-fiving you. Sicko. Literally. Because you're sick.
You didn't tell me!
Is it that important?
I'm going to start poaching on the birthdays ahead of time so that I know. Except I don't want to know their age, so
right, so you can't say anything.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. Is that your news for the morning?
Let me see. Hold on.
There's Newsday!
Manti Te'o's interview airs today with Katie Couric.
Yeah, I saw some of the highlights already. His fake girlfriend's still fake.
The only quote I have from him on this is, Katie, put yourself in my situation.
What would you do?
What would Manti Te'o do?
That's a good question. What would Manti Te'o do?
Oh, no. This is terrible. I already know what's happening.
I just found out my girlfriend's fake, and I'm about to go to the national championship. Do I tell the truth to the world? I don't know if I can. I'm going to be a superstar in the NFL. I can't tell the world that I was duped by a fake girlfriend. I'm from Hawaii. That's the part of America.
Not how they say Hawaii.
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 Hawaii. Oh, yeah. It is Thursday Newsday. Katie Couric, Manti Te'o. He's from Hawaii.
Hawaii.
That's part of the U.S. of A. Yeah.
Far.
What? Oh, yeah.
We've been traveling far.
He did, all the way from Hawaii.
Without a home.
Without a girlfriend.
Apparently.
Not without a star.
But not without a star, because he is a star. Hold on.
Free.
We are free.
Only one.
Because we live in America.
We huddle close.
Yeah.
America.
Except his girlfriend's fake, so he doesn't huddle close to anything. Manti Te'o.
That's so sad.
On the boats and on the planes.
Hold on.
We're coming to America. Never
awful.
It's Neil Diamond's birthday. Happy birthday, America.
This is the worst.
The founding father of America's 70 what?
The second.
All right.
He's 72. Happy birthday, Neil Diamond.
For everybody who's not a Neil Diamond fan, I'll totally not play Neil Diamond all morning. At least I'll try. I can't make promises.
Oh, no. last bit of news.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton.
Hold on!
Hillary Clinton did testify on Wednesday. She told the committee that, yes, she did witness Beyonce lip-syncing. Just kidding. She didn't see that.
Oh, I'm like, what? Are you serious?
Just kidding. Okay. She just testified on Wednesday. It's all I have.
Okay.
It's literally all it says.
I got excited.
I know.
That was real breaking news.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, nobody cares about real stuff. All right.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. Wet Tuesday, Thirst Newsday. That's how we do.
Thirst Newsday.
Steve-O and Mitch. Need to breathe. The Outsiders. Static Radio, good morning.
Who are you?
Neil Diamond's birthday. Hi.
Today. Hey.
Today.
Hey. Hi.
His birthday is today.
January 24th.
Today. It's today.
As long as you always do a weird breathy thing after today.
That's what he does in the song that you don't know that what I'm talking
know.
About. Did your parents not listen to Neil Diamond?
He probably did. It was probably one of those ones that I just ignored.
Wow.
I don't know.
6:45.
Oh, my gosh. You're so inconsistent.
What are you talking about? We do traffic at the 15 and 45 of every hour every day,
Oh,
Mitch.
Is that what we do?
Yes.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
We've done that since the beginning of time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
All right, hold
Where
on.
Where was it at 6:15?
Stand by.
The road is closed due to construction. Unserved between McMahon and Bandelier. There's more construction. Another right lane closed. Third. Northwest, 3rd Street Northwest, south at Marble. And another left lane closed central between Airport and 65th, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. On the Calvary campus. Yes. Phone number is 505-338-3669. They open up at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And that's when you can get your Americano. Today! I'm just so happy. Can I talk like that all day?
Yeah.
Can I just be Neil Diamond today?
No.
No?
No.
Man.
That's not how it works.
All right.
I'm just saying, whatevs. You're so excited it's his birthday.
I really am. It means he's
January
another year older.
24th.
Yes.
Is Neil Diamond's birthday.
That's right.
Today?
Today.
You know what he's doing.
I do.
He's celebrating his birthday.
Yes, he is.
Are you excited
if I
about
were Neil
that?
Diamond, I'd go into a karaoke bar and sing my own songs on my birthday. And they'd be
That'd
like,
be amazing.
That guy sounds just like Neil Diamond. I'd be like, I know. I wouldn't tell anybody who I was.
Okay. I wish I was a famous singer just for that reason.
Yes.
So I could go in and sing my own songs on karaoke.
Yeah. Or I'd just sit and wait because inevitably, I mean, I'm Neil Diamond. So inevitably, somebody is going to do a karaoke song of my song. So I'd wait in the back and I'd tell the MC, hey, if somebody's doing one of my songs, give me a mic.
You did a karaoke.
I'm going to sneak in halfway through the song.
When the House of Hero guys were here, you did karaoke.
We did. We all went out to a karaoke bar.
And I really wish...
No Neil Diamond.
...that they had their own songs in karaoke.
That would have been awesome.
How funny would that have been?
Yeah, nobody would have cared. You're comparing House of Heroes to Neil Diamond?
I'm just saying, that's the only band that I know you went out to karaoke with.
Yeah. I think that should become a tradition.
Yeah.
Because it was amazing. We had a blast.
Did I hear?
Matt Lott almost got us kicked out. It was fun.
I saw his Instagram photos.
Yeah.
His life.
Yeah, Matt, our dear friend.
Matt.
Formerly of Waverly. Those guys just put out another record.
Mm-hmm.
They called it quits, but before they did, they found...
They had Waverly Wednesday.
They had 22 songs unreleased.
That's amazing.
And they released them all.
22 already recorded songs.
Yeah, so they released that as like a goodbye. Mm-hmm. So Waverly said goodbye. He's now in House of Heroes. And so we went out karaokeing. Oh, man. All those guys can sing. It was a lot of fun. But Matt went... crazy. Like, he started singing his song, and all of a sudden he's like running out the back door.
Because
it's a wireless mic. So he just books it outside to the patio, and there's speakers out there so he can still hear, and he's singing all the way out there.
But he obviously doesn't need the lyrics.
No, he didn't. Runs back inside,
slides on his knees because it's like hardwood floors, all slides across, pops up, starts singing to some lady at the bar, like actually at the bar. Next thing you know, he's standing on a stool as he's standing up onto the bar and starts singing all the way across, and then all of a sudden a big scary man.
Isn't that like Cocktail, Tom Cruise, when he's doing that?
Yeah.
Is that what he pulled?
And then a big scary man came over and grabbed him by the arm and pulled him down, because apparently you're not allowed to do
that's
that.
That's not okay. But that is Matt. That's Matt.
That's what
personality.
He does. That was all personality, because that dude was, you know, like drinking water, so.
That's it.
That's just how
it does.
That's
really just how he is.
So. It was amazing. Singing some Bryan Adams.
He owned it. He really owned it. It was great.
Yeah. I was
Neil Diamond's birthday. I promise I won't do too much Neil Diamond karaoke today.
Oh, that's such a lie. You're totally going to.
I said too much. And you know why?
What's too much?
You can never have too much Neil Diamond, so it doesn't matter.
I regretted the words coming out of my mouth as soon as I said it.
Just saying. Know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying.
All right. Well, we got to take a quick break. It is Neil Diamond's birthday.
First they say they want you. They really need you.
We'll be back.
Suddenly I don't know if I will.
Steve on, bitch.
In the morning.
Shattuck Radio. You, man.
Do I look cross-eyed without glasses
Plan
on?
B.
Is that what I look like? No one told me.
I don't know.
You just said I look cross-eyed without glasses on, and I'm getting contacts today.
You're getting contacts today?
Today.
Today. You have to say it like that all day.
Today.
Except why? You gotta get the Neil Diamond. Come on.
I haven't listened to enough Neil Diamond to know what that means.
I'll tell you what it means. It means you're coming to America.
America.
Today! So you gotta say it just like that.
Today!
No, that was the worst. You gotta get like the, hey.
Hey.
Wow. America.
America. You're not even saying that right. It's America.
No, I'm not saying it like W. I'm saying it like Neil Diamond.
Well, you're not a real American if you don't say it like that.
Neil Diamond is America. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Neil Diamond. Speaking of America.
America.
A security check on a U.S. company has reportedly revealed one of its staff was outsourcing his work to China.
China.
Yeah. Software developer in his 40s. Imagine this. Sorry, I'm distracted by Neil Diamond. I'm stopped listening to that. We've been traveling. Okay, play something different here.
Okay, better.
This dude in his 40s, software engineer, making six figures, thought, you know what? Works hard. Got to go there like 40 hours a week. Got to deal with that. You know what I'd rather do? Spend my day surfing the web, watching cat videos on YouTube.
Yes.
Buying stuff on eBay. I don't know. What else do you do at home when you're on the internet all day?
Just YouTube, pretty much. I watch seasons of shows.
Yesterday, Chrissy stopped me from making a big mistake.
Uh-huh. What was that mistake?
Well, to me, it wasn't a mistake. I was looking at hats.
Oh, no. Were you going to buy one of these?
I was going to buy a hat. And she was like, really? Another hat? You're looking at hats?
Oh, this is exactly what I said to my husband.
That was the wife look, and that was all I needed to go, no. And I...
See, Kelly hasn't learned. Kelly hasn't fallen for that yet. I'm like, really? Another hat? Is that what you're going to the hat section because you want to buy another hat?
I have a hat closet.
So does he. So does he. It's awful.
But sadly, my hats stay in the closet.
Yeah.
Like, they don't come out ever.
Yeah. I think you just admitted something way more than you wanted to about your hats.
What? You know what I mean!
No, I don't. Please explain.
I have a whole hat section, and I have like 15 hats.
Yeah.
All right? On this like section of my closet. And I had to think about it, and rarely do I ever actually wear hats. How often do I wear a hat? As I'm wearing a hat. And I wore a hat yesterday.
Yeah.
So I guess I do wear hats.
You wear hats, but you wear these same hats.
That's true.
You wear the fedora.
Yeah, but I can't wear that on the morning show because my headphones.
And yesterday you wore your whosoever's hat, and today you're wearing a hat that matches your sweater.
There you go. This new hat would have matched something. So it would have matched an outfit.
Good.
It was an accessory. Okay. How did we start talking about hats?
I don't know.
Right. This guy. Surfing the web.
Oh, yes. What do you do when you're on the web?
Yeah, well, that's all he wanted to do. So he reportedly outsourced his job to a company in Shenyang. True story. He paid a fifth of his six-figure salary to a company based in Shenyang to do his job.
So he's still, like, rolling in the dough.
Yeah.
And
the software developer. I don't want to say what company he works for, but Verizon says... The scam came to light after the U.S. firm asked for an audit because they suspected a security breach. Because the infrastructure company, you know, requests the operators team, you know, they're looking over everything and they're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
There's something.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Why is China all up in our biz? Literally. I don't know. Has anybody ever heard of Shenyang?
Is that next to Beijing?
It's by Okinawa.
Okinawa?
Yeah, I know that. I don't know that.
China?
Okinawa was the place in Karate Kid 2. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think that was Japanese.
Who went to Okinawa?
Was that Chinese or Japanese? Or Korean?
Yes. According to Andrew Valentine of Verizon, the infrastructure company requested the operator's risk team investigate some anomalous activity.
Anomalous.
On its VPN logs. Virtual private network. It said, quote, this organization has been slowly moving toward a more telecommuting-oriented workforce, and they have therefore started to allow their developers to work from home on certain days.
Okinawa's in Japan.
In order to accomplish this, they'd set up a fairly standard VPN concentrator approximately 2 years prior to our receiving their call. So the company discovered that there's some weird connection from Shenyang to an employee's workstation that went back months and months. It then called on Verizon to look into what they suspected to be like malware or a spy. Yeah, China.
Man.
So they think China's spying in on Verizon because China really wants 4G. Because right now all they got is
really...
MSG.
Oh my God.
Woo!
You don't get any points for that. You don't get any points for that.
Because there's a lot of MSG in Chinese food, I hear.
Yeah. Static.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Dave Cat here.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
He's too busy laughing at his own joke right now. Sorry.
You know, I'm just concerned that you've offended every person in the Asian community in America by not knowing where China and Japan are.
Oh, okay, Dave Gatt. Where's Shenyang?
Hey, you know what? I think it might be time to come clean. I've been outsourcing my hair cutting for about a year now.
What?
What?
Oh, no.
The Puerto Rico.
So, amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, people have been getting haircuts by some guy named Fernando.
It's so crazy.
So,
oh, man. I love you, Dave Gatt.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. That guy's amazing. So basically what happened is Verizon got to the bottom of this because... there's this link to Shenyang, China, and Verizon's like, hey, spies, something's going on with the company. Turns out this software developer in his 40s just was tired of working.
So
he outsourced his job to China, paid them a fifth of what he was making. So dude's like bankrolling and just staying home and playing World of Warcraft.
Okay, he had to
unbelievable.
He had to look over it occasionally. He had to make sure it was going correctly. But do you think that Verizon was kind of upset when they're like, okay, first they think they have some like almost movie
right
movie thing on their hand. They're like, oh my gosh, this is really
spies.
Happening. Spies. Oh, this is
spies from China.
This is awful, but this is so cool. And then they found out just some dude outsourcing his job.
Some dude just didn't want to
work. How disappointing is that?
As everybody else. Yeah, central to the investigation was the employee himself, I guess, the person whose credentials had been used to initiate and maintain a VPN connection from China.
Oh, so he was looking into it as well, but it was really him?
Dude, he physically FedExed his RSA security token to China so that the third-party contractor could log in under his credentials during the workday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Wow.
So.
And some dude in China was working a 9-to-5 workday for him. So he was paying the firm about $50,000 annually.
Wow. How long did he get away with this, does it say?
Months. Just months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he earned several $100,000 a year, and he only had to pay $50,000 to this Chinese consulting firm. Outsourced his job and was still making crazy amounts of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Static!
Hello!
Hello!
Hey, isn't he just following the example of our government?
Oh.
I mean, isn't that why we owe them so much? Because we outsource everything, but we never pay them?
It's a good question.
You know, I think he's just following the lead, man.
You know, it's a better question, Pool Boy. If you could outsource anything in your life, what would you pass off to somebody else that you're tired of doing?
Man. Probably working in the winter.
Yeah?
Imagine if I could get a little Chinese guy over here.
Oh my gosh, you can't say that, Pool Boy.
Oh, sorry.
Just anyone, not just a little Chinese guy, anyone.
I mean, yeah, I'd outsource it to anyone in the winter. All right, I love you guys. Bye.
Oh, boy, from Cruises, everybody. It is 7:17. Are we ready for traffic?
No.
Yes.
Go for it. I don't know what to do. There is stuff happening. Road construction. The right lane is closed. Candelaria East, 10th between 10th Street and 12th Street. There's also more construction work on Wantabo between Central and Southern. Left lane is closed, Wyoming, north at Academy, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Talking about this employee who outsourced his entire job to China. I found out because Verizon, they got nervous. Because some company in Shenyang had access to all their stuff, and they said, whoa, we got a spy. Turns out a dude just was tired of working, making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, outsourced a job to China for 50 grand a year, and just bankrolled the rest so that he could go play WoW. I don't know, or do whatever. So the question is this, if you could outsource anything in your life, what would you pass off to somebody else? Static.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi, you know, I would outsource laundry and help my kids with homework.
There you go.
And, you know, it's a sad thing that our, you know, security.
Aww. This happens far too often.
She's got Verizon. They don't want us talking about this. Yeah, Verizon says a scam came to light after the U.S. firm asked for an audit suspecting a security breach because, well, somebody's watching from Shenyang, China.
Oh, yes.
Yep. I can't believe this. He FedExed his actual security token to China so the third-party contractor could log in under his credentials. Credentials!
Credentials. Good job.
During the workday.
Yeah. I don't know.
Guy was working an average 9-to-5 workday. So evidence even suggested he had the same scam going across multiple companies in the area.
So, hold on, outsourcing. Do you have to... Okay, what exactly is outsourcing? I know the idea behind it.
He gave the dudes his job. He said, hey, check this out. Here's the crazy part. He did this with multiple companies. Went in there, making hundreds of thousands. Then he gets a hold of this Chinese company and says, hey, guys, I'm going to pay you. Ooh, $50,000 a year. And they said, no way. They were excited.
But don't.
And he basically gave them the job.
Okay, don't you have to somehow be making money from that in order to.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was making. Okay, Mitch.
I'm sorry.
Let's do a little quick math equation, speaking of outsourcing things. I'd love to outsource my co-host. Okay.
Thank you.
You make...
That was really sweet of you to say.
You make $200,000 a year.
Not true.
All right?
Okay.
Let's pretend.
Okay.
And you find somebody in China who will do your whole job...
Doesn't work out for me because I
have to
talk.
And you only have to pay them $50,000 a year. How much money do you have left over after outsourcing?
I understand that, but my whole deal is I can't outsource my laundry then,
right? The correct answer is $150,000.
It's math. Okay. 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 But if I wanted to outsource the cleaning of my house, I don't get paid to clean my house, which means that I can't pay someone else to clean my house.
You are really overthinking this.
If
you could just have somebody take over something in your life and you don't have to deal with it anymore, what would it be? I'm pretty sure mine would really be my co-host.
Dang it.
You are so overthinking this. It's just a stupid fun question for the morning show.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Oh, if you call in, please turn your radio down. Because we can't understand you.
Need right now, man.
Hey, buddy.
I'm really upset.
Bro, dude, she's so good. She's such a great call. And you're wanting to outsource her?
Yes.
He's rude.
I kind of. Could you imagine? That'd be kind of fun.
No, not kind of. You're being super mean. You're being like,
yeah.
Really not nice right now, man.
She's overthinking the question.
Steven Jeter, yeah. That is not okay.
I'm just wanted to let you know. She's really mean. And I love you guys.
Love you too. Hey. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Okay, but why would you...
So sorry.
But you said it, so I know that you kind of mean it.
Hey, Mitch, if you could outsource something in your life, what would you pass off to somebody else?
You?
I deserve that.
I wouldn't do that. I said that because you said it, and I was bitter, and I don't mean that. Don't mean that.
All right.
I'm just really upset.
505-338-3700, the phone number. If you could outsource something in your life, what would you pass off?
That's a good picture of outsourcing, right?
There you go. Sure.
Because this dude is getting money because these people are doing all his work.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right?
That is hilarious. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. Hey. Good job, you.
Thank you.
That's a hilarious photo.
Thank you.
You do such a fantastic job here.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
I really try my hardest.
Your math sucks, but...
What? No. $150,000. I know the answer.
Can't win it all. Can't win it all. Security developer, a software developer in his 40s. Outsourced his job to China, making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. He outsourced his entire job to China for 50 grand. Making tons of money. Just to do nothing. If you could outsource anything in your life, what would you outsource? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700.
Let us know.
Baba Taba in Austria emailed in, said...
Dishes.
Yep. I do outsource those to my kids.
Oh, my gosh.
They do the dishes.
That's what you're using them for?
That's right.
Child labor.
Yeah. Pretty sure that's why you have kids.
Oh, is that
Hello?
One? Okay, now I know.
It's in the Bible.
Okay.
Probably not.
No, it's not.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. P.O.D.
P.O.D.
Lost in Forever. Those guys did the halftime of the Niners Atlanta Falcons game.
And they also did.
And the Atlanta Falcons lost in forever.
That's so sad.
Sorry
of
Lucent.
Of 2013.
Our boy Lucent is a big old Falcons fan.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Not sorry because they're in the same division as the Bucks. So I had none remorse. But I'm sorry for your loss.
You're so nice, rude.
So we were talking about.
Outsourcing.
Yes, a software developer in his 40s, making a couple $100,000 a year, and decided, you know what, bro? Tired of working. I'm really, really tired of working. It'd be really great if I could just not do that.
He just had a business
anymore.
Mind. He just had a businessman mind.
So he thought, what's the best way that I can keep this American company going? You know, when I think America, I think Verizon. He outsourced his job to China.
China.
Xinjiang, to be exact.
I don't even know where that is.
Some Chinese consulting firm. He paid him about $50,000 annually to do the job he was making several hundred thousand a year to do. You know, the American way. Okay. By the way, happy birthday, Neil Diamond. It's his birthday, so...
Super important.
In honor of Neil Diamond's birthday, he will be the soundtrack of the morning show all day.
How do you spell Shen Yang?
Shen Yang. S-H-E-N Yang.
Okay.
So the question is, if you could outsource anything in your life, what would you outsource? Hello!
I got cut off earlier.
Yeah, you started talking about laundry and then you hung up and I'm like, it's got to be Verizon. They don't want us talking about this.
No, it's Cricket. You know, it's my phone. But, laundry, but not just laundry, but my kids' homework because, you know, other countries are way smarter.
So you...
I would have someone else help my kids with their homework because paying a tutor is so expensive. And, like, I could pay a tutor somewhere else maybe way less. It's possible.
So because, like, Chinese kids are smarter, you would outsource your kids' homework.
That.
She just said they were smarter in other countries.
In other countries.
So she's taking it literally
Mexico.
Outsourcing it to other countries.
Canada. Australia.
It's amazing.
Other countries.
I love it.
They learn, like, in elementary school, they're learning, like, four or five languages.
I know.
Not here.
Okinawa is in Japanese, is in Japan. I had a friend. Yeah, it's in Japan.
Nice.
What's the difference in AT&T's call center in India and so many other call centers? You go for help. I need help with this, and it's like, I can't understand you.
Right.
I mean, like, I don't have a problem with this, but yeah, well, I do, because I'm calling for help, and it's like a computer company. I'm very aggravated, because I don't know how to work my computer, and then I'm like, I can't understand you.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Pretty much perfect.
I am.
So we come, and at least you make money on it. I mean, it's not like, you know, like China is making all of our products and selling it for way less here, and it all breaks, and then it has poison in it, and our kids are getting sick.
Wow. You really thought about this before you called.
You really did.
By the way, to help you with laundry, I have boys. They do their own laundry.
My kids do their own laundry, too. As a matter of fact, they actually do my laundry.
You're
outsourcing it already.
You are outsourcing it to children. That's child labor.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I'm in nursing school, so I have to outsource everything. My 9-year-old daughter, and they take turns making dinner. Pancakes, awesome. And they do laundry, they do the dishes, and all the vacuuming. But my daughter, she's a daddy's girl, and she only hangs up and does her daddy's laundry. She wants mine. Because, you know, won't hang my clothes up. Just her dad's.
Wow. Okay, hold on. What else do you want to complain about? The economy. Let's go.
You know what? I'm happy to be alive. I have a great job, and I have a great scholarship, and I'm going to school. And it's a short-term sacrifice or a long-term goal. And, you know, I don't know. Life is really good. I'm still happy to be alive.
Right on!
You know, I have Jesus in my heart, and, you know, I woke up today. And, you know what? I get to listen to your show every day now because I worked graveyards before.
That's
great.
I like that.
That's amazing.
Thank you for the call.
Don't think I missed too much because you know what? I love her. She makes my day every morning.
Right? Thank you.
Okay. There you go.
Thank you.
All right.
Sticking up for me.
Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. That just happened, right? Okay, good. I'm just making sure. All right.
I can't even say.
And she's got your back.
Got my back.
Those are your fans. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700, the phone number. If you could outsource something in your life that you got to get rid of, what would you pass off?
Kayla on Facebook says shaving her legs.
No!
Gross. But you know what?
You can't outsource. You can't. No.
A part of your
body. I mean, I can outsource brushing my teeth because I woke up late this morning and Let's be honest.
But how does this work? Because you have to let someone brush your teeth, which means...
Hey, Mitch, got any gum?
No, you did not say that. You said, where's your purse? That's what you said.
True story. True story.
Just keeping it real.
I was hoping you had gum. Static!
Hey, guys. So, two things. One, my grandma is from Okinawa, Japan.
Nice!
I'll let y'all know.
Dude, that's where Mr. Miyagi's from.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
Yeah.
No, Japan, he's from Okinawa.
Not in China, not in Singapore, not in Taiwan.
Japan.
They are different. They really are. In fact, Japan's not even connected to the country of Asia. It's an island.
Wait, what?
Are you kidding me?
Are you sure?
Japan? Yes. Please look at a map. You can Google that.
I fell asleep every day in geography. So
that's geometry.
Oh, I fell asleep every day in geometry too.
Come on,
I don't know
man.
The difference between either of them.
So the other thing I wanted to tell you guys earlier, when you were initially reading the story, you said that he paid $50,000 and then you called it a fifth of his income annually. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So what's
so if it was a fifth of his income, then his total income would have been $250,000.
Yeah.
Math.
Not 200, like you guys said. So,
well, no, I said he earned several hundred thousand dollars a year. I said 200,000 when I was making a,
yeah, but then you were giving Mitch a hard time. You were telling Mitch that it was easy math, and then after the 50,000, there was only 150,000 he was left with. Actually, he'd only be left with $200,000.
Poor guy.
No, poor Mitch. You were giving a hard time.
Yeah,
you were
giving
me
a hard time. You need to watch it, all
right? Right, okay, okay.
Thank anyway, you. Gosh.
The Japanese guy just needed to call in and make things right.
There you go.
And everything.
Thank
right.
you. Domo. Domo. Domo arigato.
Arigato.
Hey, konnichiwa, right? Konnichiwa.
Jeanne.
And it's not arigato.
Domo arigato.
Joey
I
went over
sticks,
there, and
all
right. it's arigato.
Arigato.
Yeah. It's not arigato.
Arigato.
No.
Okay. Sticks? Is it sticks?
The band?
Isn't that their song?
Oh,
domo
right.
Okay.
I'm like, why are we talking about sticks?
Domo, domo.
Wow.
Domo, domo.
See, you do know things about
Thank
things.
Thank you very much, Mr. Roboto.
If you could outsource anything in your life, what would it be? 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got to take a quick break. Right back, we got some sleep for sleepers. We got the digital age. We got some twin radio.
Some other stuff.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The digital age. A song called Oh My God. That's right.
Let's go.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy birthday, Neil Diamond.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. That's right. How old is he today?
72.
72 years old. So we're talking about this software developer in his 40s who is thought to have spent his work days surfing the web, hanging out, doing nothing, you know, making money the American way. See, what he did was outsource his job to China. Shenyang, to be exact, actually. He worked for Verizon and was making several hundred thousand dollars a year. Turns out he wasn't doing this just with Verizon. Multiple companies in the area, I guess.
It wasn't just with Verizon?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes, evidence suggests that he had the same scam going across multiple companies. So apparently a very successful software developer. Making hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he'd go into the company. Cool. Then he FedExed his RSA security token to China to this third-party contractor. Paid him 50 grand a year to do his job while he made, you know, six figures staying at home. Yep. America!
Annoying.
So the question is, if you could outsource something in your life, what would you want to pass off to other people?
Steven says on Facebook, driving an hour to and from work.
Oh.
From home to work, work to home.
That'd be cool.
I would sleep in the passenger seat. You know what?
Get a chauffeur.
I've done that, and I, like, most days I hated it, but some days I'm like, this is really refreshing.
Driving?
For an hour, just... Like, that's my wake-up time, which is not a good time to wake
sometimes.
Up.
Sometimes. You say sometimes. He does that every day.
No, I used to do that.
Air day.
Hey, I used to do that every day.
That's awful.
TG says Barry Sotero. He would outsource Barry Sotero. Who is that? His son's laundry, his diapers, and my devil cat.
Yeah.
She's nice. Only the devil half of the time.
If you could outsource something in your life, what would it be?
Dude, I already said it and I got in trouble. I'm not going to go there.
You really got embarrassed.
But I do have some Thurs Newsday.
Oh, okay. Oh, hold on. That's news time.
Justin, guess who got deputized over here in Massachusetts?
Who?
Steven Seagal.
Stop it right now.
No way. No way.
Yep. Donyatta County deputized him, I think, yesterday or the day before or something like that.
So Steven Seagal's down in Las Cruces being a cop?
Yeah, dude, and I'm trying to swerve and do whatever I can in front of a cop because I'm hoping it's him.
Wait,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you probably shouldn't do that.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah, he's pretty weird, so...
Dude, when I was a little kid, I loved his movies.
My dad.
Oh, I've seen all of them, Above the Law, you know.
Oh, come on. For Justice.
If my dad is listening right now, I know he's going to be on his way to Las Cruces.
Under Siege Part 1.
I stopped watching him after Under Siege Part 1, and then they tried to come out with Part 2, and I was like, okay, he's done.
Yeah.
So that's the Thurs Newsday.
And there you go, Thurs Newsday. Thanks, Bull Boy.
Thank you.
All right, later.
Later, bro.
Donna Anna County is adding some star power to its sheriff department. Wow, this is real. Sheriff Todd Garrison read Seagal his oath during an informal ceremony on Tuesday. Wow.
More than a movie star.
Lerma says Seagal is more than a movie star. He says he has spent decades in law enforcement training and has a special interest in border issues, which is why he's in New Mexico.
That's awesome.
Okay. This is amazing. Seagal has been involved in law enforcement in Louisiana and Arizona. In Arizona, he is part of the Maricopa County Sheriff civilian posse of volunteers who assist deputies in duties such as providing free police protection at malls during the holidays, directing traffic at rec scenes, and transporting to jail. How amazing would that be? You're like, oh no, there's a terrible accident. Is that Steven Seagal?
Dude.
Like waving like little...
My buddy Dex has probably my favorite Steven Seagal story ever, and we may have to call him up at some point this morning.
Well, now is the time.
Truly the best Steven Seagal story.
Steven Seagal is now a deputy.
Thanks to Blue Boy for breaking that news.
Yeah, no, that was necessary.
All right.
Outsourcing? That has nothing to do with outsourcing.
It's just before 8. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, our dear friend Clay.
Yes.
From the Aspen Project. Going to be talking a little bit about, well, the Aspen Project.
We know nothing
about
politics.
Back to outsourcing at some point. Cause
soon.
This is fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Steve O'Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Almost. The song is Ghost.
It's a great song. We just added that for New Music Tuesday a few weeks ago.
Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
We really did. I'm trying to talk normal, but I can't do it. Trying.
Why are you talking abnormally?
Well, first of all, I would like to welcome in our dear friend, Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Hey, do they make some awesome coffee at SoPo?
They sure do.
They really do.
I think I got a triple, quadruple.
And I have to say, the barista there right now is a pretty good barista.
Pretty awesome. Right. They're making mine right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
They are. Egg white.
That's right.
Egg what?
Egg white.
So it's Neil Diamond's birthday. 72 years old.
And what's your point?
Right.
Only
exactly.
That it took way too long for him to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 2011 finally.
Is he
inducted.
Really a rock and roll dude though? He's a phenomenal artist for real.
But come on,
it's rock and roll. It's ain't rock.
Just
and roll.
Just listen to this jam right here.
I don't hear any rock and roll.
Come on.
Hey.
Come on. Hands.
Everybody, get out your phone.
Reaching out. Come on, I'll give you the words.
Reaching out.
Oh, my goodness.
I like the worship leader when everybody else doesn't know the words.
Touching me.
Touching you.
Touching you.
Actually.
Come on.
Ready,
sweet Caroline. Sweet Caroline. Ba, ba, ba. You do know this song.
Because you just sang it like for 15 minutes, so now I know it.
Wait, you didn't know the song before?
No.
You didn't know Sweet Caroline?
No, at all. I'm sorry.
You don't know Sweet Caroline?
Okay, so I didn't...
You were never allowed into a karaoke place, a baseball game. Where else do they randomly sing Sweet Caroline? I don't know. Everywhere
musicals.
That's awesome.
Musicals. Okay, so I didn't grow up with Neil Diamond. This is a fast thought. And I didn't...
Yeah, because we got to talk about the
Astro
Project.
I know. So I don't really know a whole lot of Neil Diamond, but can I tell you who he sounds like?
Who?
From one movie that I've seen with... it's a musical. You're going to hate me. He sounds like Richard Gere. Singing.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he sounds like Richard Gere singing.
Okay.
Or maybe Richard Gere sounds like Neil Diamond.
There it is.
But I'm just saying, they are similar in soundings.
All right, we don't have to do any more Neil Diamond.
No, we can.
Hey, how do you know when you're getting old? It's because you're jamming to the grocery store jams.
Oh, yes, I love this song.
These were not my jams. These were my mom's jams. You know
and
what I'm
you're
saying?
Jamming.
I am. Because I'm like, cool. Oh, yes, Neil Diamond reminds me of my mom. And I love her. She's great. I just want to talk like Neil Diamond all day. I feel like I'll get more respect.
Talk how he sings.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why don't we see if we can get him on the line and see how he's doing today? Wish him a happy birthday.
I doubt he has time for us.
Let me Google his phone number.
I bet he might.
In weird... So we were talking about this U.S. employee who outsourced his job to China. Did you hear about this?
I was listening on the way in.
Yeah, a software engineer who was getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Outsourced his job to China for $50,000 a year. He paid this company to do his job because he didn't want to have to do it. And sadly, transitioning to the Aspen Project, you deal with a lot of quote unquote parents who are outsourcing their responsibility as a parent off to other people because they either can't, don't want to, it's inconvenient. And there are a lot of children. You see what I did there? There are
that
a lot
was
of children.
That was a terribly amazing segue.
That was awesome.
Thank you. But the truth is,
here's the
there
truth.
Are so many children in need of a home because people don't want that responsibility that they're like, oh, well, I want to have sex, but I really don't like to have to deal with the responsibilities that go along with it.
I want to be careful when I say this.
Yeah.
First of all, the
you be carefuler than me.
Very good.
I get hate mail regularly, so it's okay.
Me too.
Here's the fact: those parents can't be parents because we live in an economy and sin is darkening. We live in an ever darkening world where just horrific things are happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and these kids are being taken out of those homes. I just want to make sure that the church isn't outsourcing our responsibilities.
Amen.
So true.
I hear so often that our time, I don't have time. I already have my kids. I've already put in my time. As Christians, we do not get the opportunity to retire.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
We get the opportunity to stop doing our tent maker job and go into ministry full time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's my quick little challenge to the church. We need the church to step up.
Yeah.
Desperately.
Yeah.
The real church, people who believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, and they're going to imprint that on a child's heart so that when that child grows up and someday dies, he will enter the kingdom or she will enter the kingdom of heaven and God will be able to say, well done, good and faithful servant. There are very few people that are taking the time to be mentors to children, their own children, let alone outside.
Mm-hmm.
Discipleship has become a thing where we call people up front in the middle, at a church, and these are churches across the United States, and say, you should come to Jesus Christ. They accept Jesus Christ, and then they go, good job. It's kind of like being pro-birth, not pro-life.
Yeah.
We need to finish the job that we start.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I say that, I don't want anyone out there to feel convicted unless you're not doing it.
Yeah.
But the truth is, there are a lot of great people within the churches that are doing amazing things. You know, and it used to be said that 10% of the people do 90% of the work. And I really have a feeling that it's 5% of the people now. So I just cry out, if God is calling you to do any type of ministry, it could be, you know, as of new things that have happened working within the prison system, you know, we're going to need about 10 people to make up for that shortage, for that one. We're going to need people to go and stand outside the abortion clinics and say, we love you, but what you're doing is wrong.
Yeah, on that, you've been very busy. The 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade.
Ah, Lamorty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been very actively busy this last week, as, you know, quote-unquote, people are quote-unquote celebrating the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. And where are we at with that? I know you went up to Santa Fe.
There's going to be a lot of voting going on. Don't ever stop calling your congressman.
Yeah.
Go to our Facebook. It's got some numbers listed. You may have to scroll down. I'll repost. And let's just let them know that it's not right to kill babies. You know, it's not right to kill a toddler in the privacy of your own home.
Yeah.
It's certainly right to kill a child inside the womb of a mother. And, you know, the morality of human beings as a whole, especially here in the United States, our morality is in question. We're saying, okay, we can call it murder, but it's okay because it still infringes on my rights. And it's the same thing with foster care, adoption. The morality is that we have to care for them because our God commanded us to. The morality is that men need to be men, and women need to be women of the word. And so my challenge, you know, it's always about the kids for the Aspen Project, always. But it's also about, as adults, we need to be adults. Yeah. We need to be good Christian adults. I got Peter Pan syndrome so bad, call my wife and ask her. I love being a kid.
Yeah.
But when it comes time for the choices that God has called me to do, there's a time to stand up and go to the front line.
Yeah.
There's a war raging, and we have soldiers that you can't stay home and fight the war.
Yeah. I think it's okay to have that quote-unquote Peter Pan syndrome in a sense that, you know, you still feel young at heart, and we still have fun, and we still, you know, whatever it may be. However, you have to have those big boy pants in the closet that you can put on when the serious things come about. And I love what you've been doing lately. You've been actively involved in Santa Fe. You've been actively involved, just going out. And, I'm like wanting you to coin the phrase, because as we talk about protests and people say, you know, protests, you think of people throwing things at cars and being angry. Don't carry a sign that God would beat you with that. I loved that. And I've said it ever since because it's true. I think we need to be out there. We need to be out there in love, but we still need to be out there. Sadly, when we were gearing up for the election, you know, we had a friendly conversation on the air, and we were talking to people and saying, hey, who are you voting for? Why are you voting for this person? And we had people calling who were voting for Romney, who were voting for Obama. Okay, why? And most people who were voting for Obama said, well, you know, I hear what everybody's saying about abortion, but let's be honest, it's everywhere, and we're never going to make a change, so I care about social issues. And it kind of broke my heart a little bit, because if that's our attitude towards anything, then we've given up. We've just given up and said, you know what, we're never going to change it. I mean, this is the nation we live in, and this is where it's at. So I guess we just give up and stop fighting for these rights because, you know, nothing's ever going to make a difference. It doesn't matter. Or the people that didn't, my vote doesn't count. And so we've just kind of conceded, you know, and I don't know.
Well, remember this, when we stand before God in heaven, there are going to be people who say, didn't I prophesy in your name? And they're going to say, oh, look at all these good works that I did. And he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Yeah. I knew you not. And, so a lot of people who say they're Christians, just because you say you're a Christian and you still, you gotta examine yourself. God tells us that if a vine is not producing fruit, he will cut it off and cast it into the fire. That should be scaring. Anyone listening to this radio show knows better. There's no excuse.
Yeah.
You know, what about the little tribe in Africa that never heard the word? Well, the truth is don't worry about them. You better be worrying about you. And if God has called you to do something, right? And it could be something as small as doing a Sunday school class. You know, I want to reencourage.
Which isn't small.
That's you know far what I mean? From small. Please you know don't. What I mean? Yeah, don't. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because that's not small. That's right. Huge. You know what? We still. My wife was an amazing. Is an amazing person, but she did the Sunday school. She did it for like 10 years. I did it for 7. Yeah. We still have teenage kids that come up to us and go, I remember you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And
even
it
if
makes
it was just
difference.
One time, they know, they remember something stuck with them that you said.
So, you know, today, this is what I want to say. It's January. Did you make your New Year's resolution to do what God wants you to do? Because that's what you should have done. Because who cares about the fat? Right?
Right.
We're talking about eternal things. And if you didn't, let's make it today that you're going to do what God calls you to do. You know, and we shouldn't fear that he's going to call us to some foreign little country and, become missionaries and live in teepees.
He's not going to call anybody without equipping that person for whatever it is that he's calling them for. And I think that's a big fear, is people think that they're going to get called off to some random land. Like, why am I in Zimbabwe? And God's just going to throw you in a foreign country and stick you there and go, have fun. This is my plan for you. He's going to equip you beforehand. He's going to give you all the necessary tools you need. So if you are called to that, if that is something you are called to, whether it's foster care, whether it's adoption, whether it's even being a respite care person who can help somebody else out who is called to foster care, God's going to provide you with everything you need, every necessary tool to accomplishing the task he's called you to.
I think in Geronimo 26:8, there is a clause that you can get out of all your responsibilities if you just donate enough money. So lay your hand on the radio right now. And And since Geronimo 28 doesn't exist, folks, you guys are going to have to do what the Lord says and step up and be servants. And die to yourself, and the rewards will far outweigh any sacrifice.
Yeah, man. Right on. Clay Schroff, you can find out information on the Aspen Project at theaspenproject.org, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'll have all the details posted there as well. And we'll see you again next week.
Hey, support this radio show. It's a great platform. It's impacting you. Let us know what it does for you.
There you go. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Clay.
All right, it is 8:16 now. We're a minute behind.
Be careful on those roads. I'm waiting for this to refresh. Thanks, Clay. Bye. Accident. The right lane is blocked. I-40 east at Rio Grande. Exit 157. There's construction work on Coors between Gonzales and Blue Water, and more construction work southern at Eubank, east side of Albuquerque. Left lane is closed. Wyoming north at Academy. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Forge.
You okay?
Yeah, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. Gonna get back to some music for you.
Mm-hmm.
Number one gun is the band. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Temper Trap. Sweet Disposition. Static Radio. Good morning.
Morning. It's 8:30. T-minus 30 minutes before we have a PASA in studio. What are you laughing at?
Paul in Houston.
What is he saying?
Well, we're talking about this software developer in his 40s who outsourced his job.
Mm-hmm.
Company wouldn't have found out if it weren't for the quote-unquote security breach from China. But this guy was making several hundred thousand dollars a year. Paid this Chinese consulting firm about $50,000 a year and sent them his security, what is it, RSA token. So that they could log in under his credentials during the workday.
Okay.
And so he outsources his jobs, you know, his job making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, just kind of hanging out. So the question was, if you could outsource something in your life, what would you pass off? And our dear friend Paul in Houston says, after his job with the League of Shadows was outsourced, Bane became an air traffic controller.
Oh.
And frequently ends his communications with, after you taxi to runway 3, then you have my permission to fly.
He goes Bane crazy facts. With his Bane facts.
Yeah.
The other day, he kind
Follow
of exploded.
Follow him on Twitter. He's hilarious.
On Twitter with Bane facts. And they were amazing.
Yeah.
I laughed at every single one of them. I chuckled at some.
Is it okay that I didn't love that movie? Is that okay?
Yeah, because I didn't love it either. It was super boring.
I loved two parts of that movie, and that was it.
Let's see. What did I like about that movie?
None of them were Anne Batman Hathaway. Or Bane.
Anne yeah. Hathaway and Joseph
Gordon-Levitt. Those
Gordon-Levitt.
Are the two things I liked about the film.
And that's it. And they both didn't have very... Well, they had big roles, but not the biggest. Like
Bane sounded like the turtle from the Neverending Story.
So annoying.
What was his name? The Oracle?
I don't know his name. I don't remember. All I remember about Neverending Story...
Oren, what is the big turtle? Is it Mountain Turtle?
Okay, Neverending Story happened in my childhood, and I've been told that it needs to stay in my childhood.
It does. Don't ever watch it again.
So...
I tried to reintroduce that movie to the boys, because there are certain things from childhood you're like, dude, yes. And we tried watching it, and even my boys were like, that flying dog thing's mouth isn't lined up with his voice.
Oh, you noticed?
Yep, it's not. Yeah, because his mouth is moving really slowly. And he's like, hey, buddy, how's it going? Would you like... And his mouth's like still moving up for the first time.
Back in the day, that's how it had to be.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Static!
Hello? Okay.
Good morning. Okay. All right. If you could outsource something in your life, what would you pass off? Static.
Hey, are you still doing the outsourcing thing?
Yeah.
Cleaning up dog poop.
Dude, do you have kids?
Yeah, but she doesn't do a very good job, so.
Here's what you do.
Go back out and do it all over again.
No, see, you're letting them win.
See, this is what my mom used to do. She'd be like, hey, vacuum. And I'd vacuum like 3 strips of the carpet, and she'd be like, oh, that wasn't good. And she'd go back and re-vacuum the carpet.
Well, here's the deal. Do you have boys or girls? Do you have boys or girls?
Well, I have a daughter that's almost 8, and then my son is 3.
Okay, yeah. So wait till the son's a couple years older, because I promise he'll go crazy. Because our boys, what they do is they get like the Walmart. You know how you get all those crazy plastic bags, and for some reason wives keep them because you need them?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I do. Well, because I use them for like little trash bags and the bathroom trash cans.
So what our boys do is they put 2 over their hands, like their gloves. And then they go out there and they just grab dog poop and they think it's hilarious and wonderful, and then you just flip it inside out. Boom!
It's so disgusting.
And they take care
of it. That's a very good idea. And pulling weeds.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, we have different jobs for our kids. You got to just instruct them correctly the first time, and then boom, they'll take care of it.
And I did outsource dog poop to my husband. He has to do that. I cannot take this now. It's too much.
There you go.
Great. Good idea. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye. Have a good one.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I'm telling you.
Should have said, have a great Dane. We were talking about dogs.
Yes, we were. Don't have a great Dane.
No.
Big poops. If you don't like cleaning up dog poo, I have friends who had a pair of great Danes. The neighbors behind us have 2 great Danes. Ugh. They're really sweet dogs.
I'm sorry?
No, they're really sweet.
Okay.
Just wish they were better saying...
Can you say that?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Didn't know you were some animal activist.
I'm not an activist. I just feel like if the dog's in the backyard with this big, like, bark that's shaking the neighborhood, you should see what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nothing? It's just that you keep your dog in the back with your unlandscaped yard, so it's just dirt and poop?
Oh, cool. That's my backyard right now.
Oh, you.
It's not my fault.
Static!
It is, actually.
Hey, good morning.
Morning!
I can't believe I'm actually calling in to talk about picking up dog poop. But I have to say that having moved from Houston, where cleaning up the yard was a nightmare.
Oh, dude, I keep thinking about the humidity and how nasty that would be.
Gross, mold. Oh, you don't even want to go there. Cleaning it up here is just, like, so much easier. And you're right. Not just plastic bags. Plastic gloves.
There you go. See? It works.
It does.
I like that.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for the call.
I think this conversation just took a turn for the worse. We are now talking about dog
poop. Or not, because there is a lady who was calling and saying that was nasty and she hates it. And then we had somebody else go, hey, it was much worse in this place.
It's true.
It could be worse. We could live somewhere where it's like full of humid. My other friend who has a Great Dane lives in Nashville where it's humid, and that would be gross.
Yeah.
That's nasty. Static.
Hey, Steve-O, what is worse, when you come back from a trip and there's a whole bunch of dog poop in your backyard, or you come back for a trip and there's no dog poop in your yard?
Ooh.
Wait, I'm confused. Like someone picked it up
did you come home from a trip and found none in the backyard?
Yeah, we have 3 dogs. We came home from a week-long trip. No dog poop in the backyard.
Because it was...
eaten.
By the dogs?
By the dogs.
Oh!
I'm gonna throw up.
This is it.
Thanks for the call.
No,
you're right.
I don't know
you're
what
right.
to say.
Turn
I don't know
for
what to
the
say.
Worst. Turn for the worst. The band is right. This down. The song is Crash and Burn.
What just happened?
If you could outsource something in your life, what would you pass off to somebody else?
Oh, gross.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Red, hold me now.
Why did you say that?
I hope the record is all like that. That's
a
stellar song.
That is so different for Red.
Yeah, that's why I like it, I think. It's time for, you know, something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Had a few records.
No yelling. It's not super, like, hardcore.
No yelling. That's what you liked about it?
Yes.
We were talking about outsourcing, or at least this U.S. employee who outsourced his entire job to China. So the question was, if you could outsource anything, what would you? Kind of feel like that's come to a close.
I think, yeah, it came to a close when people start talking about dog poop. That's what
I outsource that one to my kids. They have that job. They do their own laundry.
And
except I feel like I'm constantly training them on teaching their room. Or cleaning their room. I'm constantly teaching them that. No. Okay. This is what you consider a clean room. Okay. There's underwear on the floor. There's Legos all over here. Okay. That's not put away. Where does this go? Everything has to have a place. And if it doesn't have a place, I'm just going to throw it away.
Oh,
that's my go-to.
Yeah. You guess what? You have to do it. My mom did that. When I was like 7, she came into the room and she was like, you know what? I've said for the past month that if you don't clean up this room, I'm going to throw everything away. And so she came in, like, I remember it was awful. She's like in her like cleaning
mode,
gear.
Yeah.
And she's like dressed like she's going to be cleaning. And then she's smoking a cigarette at the time.
What?
No, this is important. This is important. So my mom comes in with a big black trash bag, smoking a cigarette. And it's like, it must've been like right after my birthday or something. Cause right. I had balloons in there. You know, you always save that forever.
Got it.
Pops the balloon with her cigarette. And I'm like, oh, I threw a
Cried.
Fit. I've never screamed and kicked so much.
So glad I have boys.
Yeah. But don't worry. She saved it all and gave it back to me.
See, No,
I was 23 when she gave it back.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I thought you were going to say you were 23 when she did that. I'm like, dude,
no, I
clean
was like
your room.
7 or 8 when this happened. I got it back years later. I'm like, Mom, I don't want
like,
this.
I don't need Rainbow Bright anymore. I don't play My
oh,
Little
no.
Pony.
No, I was, that was after.
Oh, sorry. That was like my little sister.
Yeah.
She was like a decade older than you.
Aww.
Yeah. Okay. Sweet. Yeah. So coming up, I'm really, really excited.
Me too.
Got a dear friend coming in studio for the first time and definitely not for the last time. New to the Albuquerque area.
To the 505.
Yes, dude. Yes. So we're going to have a good 9 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking a little bit about why we are so gullible and why we are so not charitable. Yes. Good times. We'll be doing that on the way back. We also have some Civil Twilight, some Twin Radio, and the Rocket Boys to get you there. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to 9 o'clock.
It's about dang time.
Well, yeah, it is, because it's 9
right?
o'clock.
Exactly.
Hanging out with this, this beautiful, beautiful Thursday morning for Theology Thursday. On Thursday.
Finally.
I know.
We've been doing Theology Thursday on Tuesday for like ever.
That's right.
And so today's the day.
Hailing from San Francisco.
Perfect timing.
Huh? Welcome to the New Mexico area. Our dear friend Jared. What?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Thank you.
So for those of everybody who doesn't know you yet,
tell us about yourself.
New to the New Mexico area?
Yes, sir.
Hailing from San Francisco?
Oh, yeah.
You're married?
East Bay.
Oh,
yes.
Children?
Oh, yeah.
Good. It's good.
Four kids.
Just
never been to San
there.
Francisco, and I just, you know. You're very clean, you know.
You well, thank
good
you.
Good haircut.
Are you trying to suggest
you know
something?
What?
Beautiful blue eyes. I just making sure, you know. Just making sure.
Well, just making sure, you know. Everybody from San Francisco, you know. Got to give a holler out there for that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a Niners fan.
Oh,
so you like
Niners
sports.
Are going. Oh, so. They're going all the way. So for those Niner fans out there,
yeah,
this is it, man.
This is it. It's been
we're gonna
since
take the crown.
See, I have a hard time. I'm a Bucks fan, and we are awful.
Oh,
my son, we have coined the phrase "Suckaneers."
Yes.
We are not the Buccaneers right now. We're awful, man. So.
Very true.
Yeah.
Your kids have wisdom.
Yes, they do. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Welcome
it's great to
Mexico.
Be here. Yeah,
thanks. Tell a little bit about you.
You know, back in about November, we moved out, and it's been an interesting journey, of course. And, you know, we hit the ground running, and a little bit about myself. Grew up actually born and kind of raised in SoCal and then moving to NorCal. Had a lot of great experiences, of course, being involved in ministry, kind of led that road to going back to NorCal where we, planted a church. And, from that, you know, just, God then moved on our hearts. And after being about, you know, 8 years there as part of that, Calvary San Ramon, we ended up coming out here. So, yeah, it's good to be here.
So you're here?
Yes.
And you are one of the pastors here at Calvary Albuquerque now?
Yes, sir.
And you oversee a bunch of awesome stuff?
Oh, yeah. It's busy, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, it's thriving. You know, one of the most impressing things for me is just to watch at really any one of our services, you know, just people give their life to Christ and come forward. That's what's so cool.
Yeah.
God is doing a great work. It's awesome.
True story.
Yeah.
Very true.
I'm glad you're here, man, for Theology Thursday. Here. We're actually doing it on the correct day for once.
For the first time ever.
Which is good.
Yes.
So I was even more excited because with your team going to the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah.
That means we got to have a party.
We do. Oh, yeah.
And what's going to be at this party but food?
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah.
About Super Bowl.
Except we were talking this morning about how apparently there is a wing shortage.
Is there really?
Because of the Super Bowl. Yeah, they're saying how many millions less?
Hold on.
Lots of millions less wings than normally. Because there's some sort of like corn shortage, which led to less chickens eating and less blah, 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 blah.
See, I thought you were talking about the
wing shortage.
The Raven wings or something.
Yeah. Ooh, I can. Yeah,
that's
there you go.
Funny.
Yeah. All right. So did you? How about this little trivia for you? Ray Lewis.
Yes.
Final game. Retiring.
This is it.
Back in 1996, he recorded his very first sack in the NFL against Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who was at the time the quarterback for the Colts, who is now the coach of the 49ers. Small world? Small world.
This is brothers going at it.
Yeah.
I mean, you have two boys. You know how that can be.
Yes, I do.
Okay, can we go back to the chicken?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Fine.
Okay, so this is kind of a big jump. Apparently, there's only 1.23 billion wings this year.
Okay.
But...
Only,
yeah.
Last year, that is 12.3 million less than last year.
People across
the
pond,
people
overseas, people in third world countries, are angry with you for even talking about this.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm just...
Like, sorry. Ooh, you only have 7 billion wings this year.
Okay.
Oh,
you know what?
We feel so bad for you, America. First world problems.
It is. It really is. The chicken companies produce about 1% fewer birds. That's all it takes. 1% fewer birds than last year. And apparently it's all because of the corn. And corn makes up more than two-thirds of the chicken feed. Gross.
There you go.
So basically, you just have some chicken. Coat your corn. Eat some corn. Coat your corn in like zesty ranch or something.
What?
Or you can coat your chicken.
You can coat your chicken.
Yeah, because it's cold here.
Put a coat on your chicken. I see what you did there.
I meant
eat some corn.
A few weeks ago, my family, the Jeter family, was invited over to your house.
Yes.
We had a beautiful evening with the Nixons, and we were hanging out and partying. And we got in the car, and we're driving away, and my wife hit me.
Really?
She smacked me. She said,
You know what?
If you could just stop talking for 5 minutes, other people would get to talk. And then she's driving home and says, this is why we don't get invited back places. This is why we don't get invited back, because you talk and nobody else gets to talk and then nobody wants to have you back. That's why we've only ever been to people's houses once, because we hung out with the Nixons once. We hung out with the Gats once.
Yeah.
We hung out with our friends at Bellevilles like twice.
Yeah.
Nobody invites us back.
Well, we are inviting you back for the Super Bowl.
Is it because it's a Super Bowl or is it because you actually like us?
It's actually because of the 49ers.
Do they have to bring food?
They do. Yes.
Yeah, we'll bring stuff.
Yes.
That's the only reason you're invited.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna do pizza. We're just going to party it up. It's going to be a good time.
You are a charitable human being. I found this story, actually, speaking of charity.
Charity.
I can't find it now, of course, because that's how I do. It's over here. Stretch.
There you go.
As a pastor, it is Theology Thursday, so we should probably start talking about stuff that has to do with that.
That sounds important.
According to a new survey study, religion does not make you love your neighbor.
Dun, dun, dun.
According to this study, being religious only appears to make people more cooperative or unselfish when dealing with other people. Basically, this team of behavioral experts asked a group of Malaysian people with different religious backgrounds to take part in a series of tasks involving sharing money
with other participants. So in one of the tasks, people were given an imaginary sum of money. This isn't even real money they're dealing with. This is fake money. They were given the opportunity of sending some of this to another participant. So they're like playing World of Warcraft and they're getting like fake gold.
Hey, not much different giving fake money versus right. our economy right now.
Right, pretty much. So they were told that whatever they didn't send, they would be able to keep. But also, the participant could choose to send some of it back, which would then be tripled. If somebody received money, they could give it back, and then it'd be like threefold with all this fake money. But they had to judge how to be generous, who to be generous to. The participants included Christians, Hindu, Muslims, Buddhists, and atheists, non-religious volunteers. And they noticed there was little to no difference between levels of cooperation and generosity when people knew nothing of the other person's beliefs and when they knew they were of different beliefs. Hmm. Now, when the other person shared the same religious beliefs, they were more trusting and way more generous with the fake money. They're not even giving real money. So the Christian, oh, you're a Christian? Cool. Here's 5,000 fake dollars, right? But it's like, oh, you're Buddhist. Here's 50 bucks. Here you go. There you go, man. So, according to the study, anyways, people of different religions aren't trusting, aren't, I don't know, well, they're just not loving. When you find out, oh, you're an atheist, oh, right on.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's, you know what, I think it's kind of interesting that, you know, with the, maybe they needed the fake money. I don't know. maybe it's kind of a set, you know, almost like a, you know, set boundary in their mind as, you know, right. as you're growing up and you hear about, you know, and if you're of some religious background and maybe in their mind, I would think at least that, you know, they're thinking that, is this going to go to a good cause? And, right. and there's that reserve or, you know, maybe it could just simply be that, they just didn't like, you know, the person. I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, I'm reminded of, you know, I think about what Christ said, you know, and I believe it's around Matthew chapter 5 that talks about when Jesus said, you know, love your enemies.
Yeah.
And not that other religions are enemies. Don't misunderstand me. But I think that Jesus made it very clear that love those, you know, that don't know me.
Yeah.
Those that are in opposition against me. And it's interesting because I think that if even more so, we should be giving, you know, because that really demonstrates the heart of God. I mean, let's just face it. I mean, the Bible is really clear, right? You know, Steve, just on the fact that, you know, God loved us when we were still sinners. Mm-hmm. I mean, are we any different? Regardless of whatever we worship, whatever God we worship, whether it was ourself or, you know, or if you're, you know, a Buddhist or Hindu or whatever it could be, you know, God said that he loved us when we were still in our sin and he came and he demonstrated that love.
While we were yet sinners.
That's giving.
Mm-hmm. Died for us. Yeah. Yeah. It's weird to me that we are untrusting.
Yeah.
Unwilling to. And of course, this was a, you know, the study overseas, a group of, you know, a Malaysian group. I mean, who knows what the culture, if there's a cultural impact, whatever, but
well, you know, they are experts on religion in Malaysia, so. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, really?
Maybe
okay.
They are.
Oh, okay.
You're a pastor.
Speaking
I believe everything you say. So cool. I believe everything you're saying right
well,
now.
Well, remove yourself or put yourself in this situation because I heard this and I was like, okay, what would I do? What would I do in this fake situation? I'd probably not give money to anyone because I want to make sure. I've always been like that. I want to make sure I know where this money is going.
Exactly.
And honestly, if I find out that he's Buddhist, I'm not more inclined to give him money because I'm like, well, what is he furthering? Because I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, you know, Mitch, I think too, though, I mean, that can go across the board. I mean, you could, you know, walk into any retail store, you know, whether it's Mac or, you know, you're going clothing shopping. I mean, you don't necessarily know where that money's going and who's ruling that, you know, and, you know, people give for all sorts of reasons. They're moved emotionally about things and they just give. And, but what's interesting to me, first of all, more than anything, is the aspect that we actually have something in us. And I believe it's God given. the ability to give in the first place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's a mark of, the design of the creator in us, you know. So, with that said, I mean, people give all the time. I mean, you know, generous people who are not Christians who donate
right.
to things, are, you know, financially supporting things that are not necessarily godly, but they're benefactors. They're truly wanting to yeah. make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
The cool thing is, of course, when you're a believer and you give to something that is going to be impactful for the kingdom of God,
right.
of course, it makes a huge difference.
Right.
But on the other hand, I would say, I would agree, what a challenge it would be to be able to give to somebody truly in need, regardless of their
right.
religion, just to demonstrate for God so loved the world
yeah.
that he gave,
right.
period, right?
Right.
He gave. God is a giver
yeah.
more than anything. So,
mm-hmm. yeah, I just can't wrap my mind around. Imagine a dude walks up to you on the street and he's like, hey, man, I need 20 bucks. I got to get a bus ticket back to home. And the first question that pops in my mind, obviously,
does he really need a bus
are you
ticket?
Buddhist? Are you Buddhist? It depends. Are you Buddhist? Are you Buddhist? What about Muslim? Are you Muslim? Are you Christian? You love, oh, Jesus? Okay, cool. You just said Jesus. That's a magic word. Here's 20 yeah. bucks.
No.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
You know
no.
what I mean?
The first thing that really pops in your mind is, are you really getting a bus
yeah.
ticket?
Where's your, yeah.
Let me go buy your bus ticket for you.
Do you have a driver's license? Where do you live?
You actually did
residence?
That pretty good.
What?
Have you done that before?
What? Actually, like, confronted them and said,
no,
it depends.
No, actually,
oh,
asked
hey,
for,
man.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Just need 20 bucks,
yeah.
bro.
No. No, I have not.
On the weekends.
However, I gotta say, last week I saw a genius one because around Albuquerque, we have Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission in every mm-hmm. single week, and we talk about the homeless situation, and there are thousands of homeless people in the Albuquerque area. And then there's also an entire class of panhandlers in the Albuquerque. I mean,
oh, yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah.
And you see the signs and the need help and then my car broke down and all this. Last week I was driving and coming off this off ramp and this dude had a sign. He was like my age. He had a sign and it just said, this sucks. And yeah. I watched and yeah. I waited and in the time that I was there hanging out, like three people gave the dude cash. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like, is it because he was honest or just, you know, flat out like, hey, dude.
Well, you know, I think too, you know, you see somebody doing that and, you know, I've heard different ideas that, you know, that people actually make more money doing that than
right.
having a job. I mean,
true story.
They,
true.
They may make more than you
us.
Do.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Oh, they do.
We work in ministry, bro.
Yeah,
I know they
right.
do.
So, I know they do. Hey, let me just add this as far as giving. I mean, let's face it. I mean, you know, the church is, of course, by no means perfect, but you do see, you know, even for those who give to different organizations, it's very important when you think about, you know, giving those resources. I mean, there's been a lot of, just people who have just really taken that money and used it for other things.
Yeah.
I mean, in the name of Christ, and
right.
even more so, what a danger. And so just because someone uses, like you said, the magic word Jesus doesn't
yeah.
mean
right.
that it's going for the,
yeah.
you know, for his kingdom. So.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And, but the sad thing is I look at me, you know,
yeah.
it's tax time, so you get all of your giving,
yeah.
you know, and thinking back on it, it's like, okay, we have a kid, we have the Calcutta Mercy Mission that we give to,
mm-hmm.
we give to this ministry every
mm-hmm.
month, we give to our church,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm trying to think outside of that, everything we give is to a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at this research, the idea of being charitable, the idea of being a giver, 505-338-3700, the phone number, by the way. But it's a wonder why, you look at this study that says Christians were more giving to Christians, Buddhists were more giving to Buddhists.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to give to something, and is it because they had a common bond? It's something they believed in collectively. Or maybe it's because we're untrusting of other people. I don't know. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I have a perspective on this conversation.
All right.
I just came to the point several years ago. I mean, I lived in New York City for a while. Lots of panhandlers trying to wash your windows. But I came to the point about 3 years ago that regardless of what that person's motives are,
yeah.
I give them money anyways because I just bought 5 minutes to witness to them.
Mm.
I just bought their time, no matter how much money I give. I bought their time for them to give me an open ear.
Right.
And I did that, well, I did that with my kids one day. My kids were with me and we stopped and we, you know, started talking to this guy and he just started crying because we were talking to him.
Yeah.
And then we had a chance, you know, to chit-chat with him and talk to him about Christ. And I said, are you interested in having Christ as your Savior? Will you pray with me? And he said, yes. Wow. You know, so for that $5 that I gave him, he prayed to accept Christ for eternity.
That's awesome.
You know, wow. So I don't care anymore what they may do with my money. When I hand it over to them, it's theirs, whether they use it for good or bad. But for me, I got a listening ear.
Yeah. No, that's a good perspective. That's interesting. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
See, we have calls like that, stories like that, but then we have people who come in and say, you know what, don't give to them because we don't know what that money is for. They have a place to go to get shelter, to get food, to
Teresa
get washed
from the
up.
Rescue mission.
Right.
Says so, that same thing. Hey, yeah. You know, a lot of times they're panhandlers. A lot of times they're going to use it for this and that. We can't
be sure
say their motives.
It.
We don't know what their motives are, but a lot of times it's that, hey,
sometimes,
give to the rescue mission.
Yeah.
They are providing that food. They are providing that. So that's an interesting call.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I add it to
No, I'll do.
Oh, you know what? I think, just as, you know, she was talking about that, you know, let's face it. I think a lot of times as we give, it is also clear as we read the scriptures that it is really for, in a lot of ways, it benefits the other person, but God wants us, our hearts to be changed as believers,
yes,
to be more like him in that way. And I believe as we give, we actually gain that character, in our own lives about giving. And, you know, regardless of where, and you know, God gives us discernment in those cases, like,
yeah,
you know, as we were talking with, the woman on the phone just now, and that's a great story, is to be able to just, you know what? Not only for your heart, but if you had somebody like your son or your daughter with you, to be able to just, they see that example, they see the heart of the Lord. We leave all that up to God.
Right.
I mean, bottom line, God will deal with all that. But for our hearts, we need to be doing that on a regular basis.
Yeah, I think of Colossians 4 where it talks about quote-unquote outsiders, non-believers.
Yes.
And it says to be gracious to them. Be gracious to outsiders. You know?
Absolutely.
We need to be, with our words, seasoned with salt, you know, obviously. Mm-hmm. But we're called to be gracious. We are called to be givers. We are called to these things. And so it's interesting because then immediately obviously Isaiah pops up and I think of the people where they're just dry and they're done and they're backslidden, basically, if I can use that's Christianese word. And it's like, what do we got to do? And God says, pour out, you know, pour out so that I can pour into you. Mm-hmm. You want to be poured into, so to pour out to somebody else. And
yes.
So, I love that idea. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Hello.
Hey, thank you guys. Bless you for doing this show. This is something that's been on my heart for a while, And I like what you said. Your last few words really touched my heart. It's about what's in our hearts and how the Holy Spirit moves us to give to those less fortunate than us.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know what? Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Hey, let me pray for you on the phone. If you. Father, we just lift up the gentleman who just called, and we just ask that you would continue to do that work in his heart, and obviously you're moving his heart, and we just commit him to you, Lord. Let us all be givers in that way. Let us have your heart, like where you were able to give your son without reserve, completely to the full extent, Lord, to our lives. And so we pray for him, strengthen him, and whatever's going on, we just pray that you would encourage and bless this man in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right.
Yeah, man. Talking a little bit about this study in Malaysia. They took a group of people with different religious beliefs and gave them all a bunch of fake money and allowed them to divide it how they saw fit. And what they saw was unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
The outcome was religion does not make you love your neighbor. It made you love the person in your group. You know, Christians would give to Christians freely. Buddhists would give to Buddhists. There was different Hindu people. There was atheists, and they were more giving to their to their own, if you will. But outside of their own religion, if, you know, the Christian found out, oh, you're a Buddhist, here's $5, you know. So it was a very interesting study. So just kind of rapping about that this morning. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Static.
Good morning. This is Sunny.
Hey, Sunny.
How's it going?
Oh, good, can't complain.
Good. Listen, this is a neat story. When my little boy was about 4, he saw a homeless man and he wanted to bring him home. And I told him that that wouldn't work. So what we decided to do was we decided to start making sack lunches for the homeless people. And we put little notes in them and keep them in the car. So whenever we came to the intersection, we'd give a homeless person a lunch. And sometimes they passed us up on it and didn't want it. But to this day, the kids still try to do it.
That's amazing.
I love that.
Now they're 21, 20, and 17.
That is
and
so
we
cool.
And little Tina kids and a nice little God bless you note and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It just breaks my heart. And they've told their friends, and some of their friends, I don't know if they still do it or not, but when they were little, their little friends were doing it.
Yeah. Dude, that's amazing.
I love that.
Thanks for the sharing that, Sunny.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it is. Much so. It really is.
It was their idea to do it. It was the kids' idea. And they were like 4 and 3, and I mean, they were little. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
faith like
and
a child.
I'm trying to be a little kid.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, Sunny, thank you so much for the call. 505-338-3700.
That just kind of goes off of what Jarrett said, that it's woven into us that we want to give.
Yes. Yeah, unreal.
And you know what's amazing is you think about, you know, her kids wanting to do that. I mean, that's just, you don't have to tell kids, you know.
Right.
You know, as parents, I think so often we got to model that. But I think we would be shocked and surprised how in tune our little ones are into, they see a need. It's almost more obvious with our little ones.
Right. Even, well, it's like 1 + 1 = 2.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes. And when you see somebody, and again, I just go back to that, you know, passage in Matthew. I think Matthew 5 is just, you know, hey, it's one thing to love the ones that you already love and
right.
to share and give to the ones you love. Mm-hmm. But those that you don't know or may not know Christ, how much more of an impact would it be to be able to give to them, whether it's your time or your money or your, you know, resources, or to give an ear or to pray with somebody or share the gospel? I mean, that's what it's all about.
Well, yeah, and I think going back to Jesus talking about that childlike faith, and unless you come to me like this child, because kids see that. They see, okay, this guy's got a need. Well, why don't we take him home? We got a house. That's easy. But then the adult brain's like, you know, kids, it's 1 + 1 = 2. But with adults, it's like 1 + okay, there's a B factor here, and then the X, and then we start rationalizing, thinking about all the other things outside of that.
Right.
We don't see just the need. We see, you know, the 7 different ways that you think it's going to go in your mind, and the, I like the idea of keeping bottled water or something in your car. That's a fantastic idea.
Yes.
So, all right. Talking a little bit about this study. The phone number is 505-338-3700. Hanging out with Jarrett in studio with us.
Yeah.
Pastor here at Calvary.
Here.
And,
I'm stoked.
Campus leader, dude.
That's right.
Do you have like an official title?
Yeah. What is your title?
Pastor guy.
You know,
dude from San Fran.
I'm the outreach pastor here. Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
I like that. Outreach pastor.
Yeah. Outreach.
There you go.
Outreach.
It's perfect that we're talking about this.
Yes.
Thing.
Yeah.
All right. We got some Unifier for you now. Coming up, I want to talk a little bit about this woman who was conned by a quote-unquote spiritual healer as we talk about discernment and why we are untrusting of others. This may shed a little light into one of those such things. So, also got the Echoing Green on the way right now. As I said, Unifier, song's called Spotless. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Now you can talk.
So I'm used to talking over that voice. So
well, yeah, of course you are. Yeah, sorry, Chrissy. Sorry about him. But I look up to her.
9:40. Good morning. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. And we got a very special guest in the studio.
What's
our dear friend Jarrett.
Good to be here.
I gotta get you a theme song.
You do.
What could his theme song?
I already got it.
Oh,
hey, you could. Know what it is? You know, Green Day and Metallica are from there, but I know we can't play that on the radio.
Why not?
Green Day and Metallica. Oh, I knew we had Kirk Hammett. I did
Journey,
know that.
Journey? I mean, we had Journey for those of you who are, in your maybe 40s.
So we could do some journey.
Oh, you have journey on that. I love it.
That's awesome. You know, the funny thing is I even said, dude, we should rock some lights because that's
right.
Every Giants game.
Every Giants
game. You would have gotten that.
That's right. And you're a baseball.
I am a baseball guy.
Yeah.
I saw my team beat your team in the World Series.
I know. But
it's
hey,
good time. It's a good time. I was actually there.
Do you know what this means between the Giants and then the 49ers? I mean, that's we're taking it back, man. I'm telling you.
Question.
And I'm stoked.
Yeah.
Are we talking about sports again?
Yeah. Sorry. This is our sports edition.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. It's okay.
Woo!
Sports. So we won't talk about sports. We were talking about this study. And why we are only charitable among our own faith background, our beliefs. According to this study, they had a bunch of different people from different religions. They gave them money and said, hey, give it out however you see fit.
Mm-hmm.
And Christians gave to Christians, and Buddhists gave to Buddhists, and everybody else shunned other religions. And so I read this story, though, and I kind of feel like maybe we're skeptical because of things like this. A Chinese woman... 64-year-old Buddhist. She was approached by two Chinese women at around 3 p.m. at the St. James Center in Edinburgh last Tuesday. They said, hey, do you want to meet with a spiritual healer?
Hmm.
Huh? Spiritual healer?
I
know if I was ever in like a town center somewhere and somebody came up to me and said, you want to see a spiritual healer?
Be all over
that. Like, oh, yeah! I wouldn't. The woman then went to meet this third Chinese woman who claimed to be a spiritual healer in the Balmoral Hotel.
Sounds legit.
Should be called the Immoral Hotel.
Ding ah.
Or P.F. Chang's.
I don't know. Because it's probably about as legit as that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's authentic. She was told her family's valuables and cash could totally be blessed. So the woman went home, gathered up all of her jewelry and her money.
What anyone would do.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I can bless your stuff.
All right, let me go get it.
All of it. Go
all
get
of
it.
Cool.
All
leave.
Of it. All right. Sweet. And you just got to bring it back. So the woman went home, gathered up her jewelry and money, and she brought it back to the three women. The bag was taken and blessed. And the woman gave the bag back and said, don't open this for a few weeks. It takes a couple weeks for the charm to work.
Makes sense.
So the woman has to be the most gullible woman I've ever read about in my entire life.
I saw this movie. It's on Disney.
That sounds legit.
I'm telling you. No, I'm just
It's on Disney?
Yeah, it sounds like a Disney film.
Right?
Okay.
However, after a few days, she thought about it and said, wait a minute.
A few days later.
Open the bag. Guess what? All of her money and valuables were gone.
Because she's a loser, baby.
Swapped for junk.
Yep.
The police are now appealing for help in tracking down the three Chinese women who conned her.
If someone were to come... If I were a police officer and they were to come to me with this story, I'd be like, you're joking, right?
Here's the worst part. The constable... That's right, there's constables in Edinburgh. Said the victim had been specifically targeted because of her ethnicity and faith. Having been led to believe her valuables were blessed.
What was her ethnicity?
To bring a 64-year-old Chinese Buddhist.
Okay.
Yeah, Chinese woman. Conned by three other Chinese people who said, hey, we're totally Buddhist and we're a spiritual healer and I'm going to bless your stuff. Give it to me. She was robbed of several thousand pounds of cash and jewelry and has been left devastated as a result. All of the females who approached the woman are believed to be involved in the fraud, and local inquiries are underway to trace them. But you know what's crazy is they conned this woman pretending they were of the same faith. And that's a scary thing, too, because how many times
Do we fall for this?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, where we're told, like, oh, yeah, praise Jesus. Hey, man, you just give.
I love the accent. And,
hey, yeah,
Is he showing all his teeth, too?
No. Hey, no. Come on. I'm not being anybody particular. I'm just saying. That's just kind of what I was born in Texas. And to be completely honest, I was skeptical of Christianity. Because my mother, you know, my dad died when I was 6 and left us money. And my mother was conned by a Baptist preacher
back when I was like 8 or 9 years old, out of thousands of dollars.
See,
you know,
that,
hey, if you just give, and it's just, hey, and we're going to have you. And then, you know, and my mom being this trusting, sweet little lady, you know, she probably wouldn't tell the story today because she's still so generous. It didn't persuade her away from her faith, just a different church. But she was taken for a lot when you know, I was a kid. And because of that, I was like, see, this is your religion. These are the people that you cling to, that you say are your family, and this is what's happening.
Well, how often do people get those prayer mats in the mail, and they're like, just pray on this, and it's like a face of Jesus. It's just a paper. It's like, kneel on this and give us your prayers, and also send us $300, and all of your prayers will come
true.
Wait,
those aren't real?
Oh, my gosh, no. I'm so sorry. Have you been getting those lately?
He has two at home.
Yeah. Dude,
how much money did you give?
We were told that if we used the Jesus placemat on our food, it would be blessed, and we didn't have to pray, and it saved like 7 seconds of prayer time.
Pre-blessed food.
Oh,
not
no!
Yeah, but you know what?
Obviously, I'm joking.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is you think, you know, that happened just across the board. Just,
right!
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's been happening since day one, right? I mean, and the sad reality is that even as that stuff happens, you know, people are still gullible. And, and you know, it's really just, you know, without discernment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're trusting people. And the sad reality, of course, is that the person they're looking up to as their leader, that they're trusting, is saying these things. But unfortunately, and you know, there's a sliver of within in the church as a whole, you know, you have a, you know, people who do that.
Yeah.
And then it kind of just gives a bad taste.
Well, that's because that's
for
what's
all of
in
religion,
the media.
Right? I mean, it just kind of just, you know, makes it. I mean, who would want to go to church? Because, you know, most of the my friends that, you know, didn't know the Lord, they'd go, oh, great, they're going to ask for money. They're going to, you know, they, you know, are we going to drink the Kool-Aid? You know, whatever. You know, it's like, it is like that, you know. So, yeah, it's a tragedy when that stuff happens.
So here's the final question of the day before we leave, because it's almost 10 and we got to get out. But before we go, Theology Thursday with Pastor Jarrett. Here we go. I talked a little bit about, you know, this study that says, hey, people are only charitable within their own religion. Then we see the story of this woman who was conned by others who claim to be a part of that religion. So where does the give generously, God loves a cheerful giver, a hilarious giver in the original language, just a spirit-filled, joyful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. Where does that meet with the discernment of not being quote unquote gullible like this poor woman who was conned out of thousands, her family jewels, her everything gone? Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say this, a couple, you know, quick points.
Yeah.
I would say this. If you're in that place and even whatever church you go to.
Yeah.
I would say this. Ask yourself, is this ministry valid? Look behind the scenes. Is there fruit?
Yeah.
Does it glorify Jesus himself?
Yeah.
And I think even just with those simple things of just saying, hey, if I give into this and give my time or energy or my, you know, my money to this thing, what am I seeing? Is there proof? Is there proof that God is working in this? Just in that simple, you know, simple way without being, you know, just taken. On the other hand, I think even with the heart, it is an issue of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have the nature of God in us. And, you know, I believe he takes us through that, if you will, a test to just test our own heart. Are we willing to just surrender it all like Abraham with Isaac?
Yeah.
You know, just, Lord, is this an idol? And you know, money's a huge, strong idol in people's lives and their time.
Yeah.
But just to be saying, you know what, Lord, whatever you want to do, I give it to you, but with wisdom, saying, how do you want to use this for your kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, to eliminate, you know, being ripped off is to do those things as far as look at the fruit of the ministry that you want to give to. Is it, you know, valid? And does it glorify Christ?
Yeah. Right on, man.
Perfect.
There you go. All right. We are wrapping it up. I also point to 1 Thessalonians 5, or 2 Thessalonians, I believe. I remember. 5:22.
That's first.
Yeah. First? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah. Where it talks about testing all things, man. We've
got
to test it. Keep what is good, expel what is evil. Test it against the word of God, against scripture, and.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me, man.
Course.
You know what? A shout out to the Niners in the Bay Area. I would say this. I want to give a shout out to Pete's Coffee, which. we want to bring here to New Mexico.
Can we talk about that since they're not in New Mexico?
No. What is that? I don't even know what that is.
I've never been to San Francisco.
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, Peace Coffee originated in Berkeley.
Which, by the way, you know,
I'll break it down for
non-com.
You.
Yeah.
We're non-com. You can't say you can't say it's the best.
Plug a coffee place.
Just tell us about it. Tell
That's
us facts.
True. Well, you know, Pete's Coffee is like homegrown. It is like the coffee that will make your hair stand up. I mean, it will rock you.
Are these all facts or opinion?
It is the coffee, the true coffee drinker's coffee.
No,
so that's all I gotta say.
Okay, Static Radio is now shut down.
Thanks, Jarrett.
Thanks, Jarrett. Your first and last time.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. You gonna hang out with us again for Theology Thursday at some point?
Yes. Okay. Oh, absolutely.
How about next Thursday?
Next Thursday. I'm here.
So what are you doing next Thursday then?
All right.
Mitch,
it's Thursday.
Hey,
it's Thursday.
She just said you went to go get your coffee, and she's like, we should have him in every day.
Hey.
I
do want to say, you know, for the record, Steve and Mitch are awesome. And
thanks.
we are just blessed, stoked. I mean, it is just awesome to have you guys. And those of you that listen and you are a regular, I tell you, I'm in the boat. I love what you guys do, and I'm a part of it, and I would love to be a part of it on Thursday.
Yes. All right.
Thank you.
All right. We will definitely have you back.
Podcasted.
That was fun this morning.
Thank you so much.
If you missed any part of the show, you can catch it online at mystaticradio.com. That's one of Mitch's other jobs. You get to go do that right
and
now.
I do. Yes.
Go
that's what
that.
I do. We literally get off air and I go and I produce a podcast and I get it up on the website.
There you go. So mystaticradio.com. Get there if you missed any part of the show. We'll see you again tomorrow. Fun Joke Friday.
Sam Swan.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
And it's Fun Fact Friday as well.
You're just going to keep making up other stupid things about Friday, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, we'll see you guys again mañana. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Peace.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. He took a minute.